Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the backroads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 37, The Eye is the Window to the Soul. Charles looks out at passers-by who only pause and think, "How strange," before moving on. It isn't Charles' fault. He was painted that way. Of all the commemorative Delftware plates on all the museum shelves all the world over, this is one of those select few bizarre portraits with eyes blatantly, even intentionally, depicted off-kilter. King Charles II of England wasn't the only one to get this strange eye treatment. It is occasionally found on Delftware plates depicting all of the last Stuart monarchs, from Charles II to James II to Mary, and finally Anne, along with the first Hanoverian King George I, just after her. But curiously, no other gentry portrait plates, nor royalty images on forms other than plates, include such odd eyes. Just those five monarchs. Just on some plates. Why? Books and magazines are silent about this royal treatment. This is a job for the experts. A museum curator explained most of these plates originated in Holland, where Mary and her Dutch co-regent William of Orange were quite popular. A collector counterclaimed that most, if not all, of these plates came from Bristol. But why the eyes? Another curator mused, "Were the potters trying to show perspective by slanting the eyes?" Even the experts admit being flummoxed. Worried that my query might fizzle out into suggestions and what-ifs, I turned to that ultimate arbiter of wisdom back in 2016, when this narrative was initially written. Facebook. Quote, "I was reading just yesterday about Mary's death, and then William's, and then about Anne's succession and her sad life, losing 16 children. I think that Mary was unkind to Anne. I get the feeling this potter did not like Mary," unquote, posted a fellow interlocutor. Maybe the potter didn't like Mary. Mary certainly didn't like her sister Anne. And maybe other potters didn't like Charles. The Puritans certainly didn't. Or James. Not many people at all liked James. Or Anne, an important patron of the arts, who struggled to be liked. Or George, who, being a king of a whole new line, had his own share of troubles. Are we left clinging to the slippery slope of 17th and 18th century English royalty popularity contests? Or do we just admit the limits of worn-out clichés about the eyes being the window to the soul when studying human nature? I look at Charles, and Charles looks back. The potter who paints him remains opaque. I continue looking. Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember that poetic stanza by the immortal William Shakespeare. "The web of our life is of a mingled yarn, the good and ill together."